Mad Hat vs. Fireworks, yeah, which I've only just caught the end of, unfortunately, because I was already listening to some booze, so I had to get out of it, but...
Yeah, it's a bit fierce.
Almost sounded like gunshot, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a whistle and whistling and bang. Sounds like someone had just set a box of them on fire out on the grass or something. Really sort of random and out of control.
Yeah, that was madness, wasn't it?
Yes, see if they even come out.
Don't know if they were or not.
Seem to have gone now anyway.
Bit of shame.
Yeah, didn't there any dogs barking or anything? You don't get many dogs around there, I suppose. But in any other area, that would have caused, quite a howling and barking and roaring and...
Which was the last wagger you saw?
Around here, probably the woman, a guy, Paul, and his wife with a little Jack Russell that tries its best to pull them towards me if it sees me, but it's only a Jack Russell.
When was the last time you saw the Jack Russell?
Oh, 3 or 4 months ago.
In the street?
Yeah.
What's it called?
That is a fair question. I genuinely can't remember. It's probably just called... I seem to remember it's a boring name, probably Jackie or something,
Hey, Jackie.
Well, lots of people call her Jack Russell Jackie.
Well, my wagger isn't a Jack Russell, but she got called Jackie because she was already named Jackie.
See, a lot of people do call Jack Russells Jackie, though.
You've met Jackie, haven't you?
Yeah, I've met Jackie. She's a friendly, waggy thing. Came to snuffle at my luggage.
That was in Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the way to India. She came snuffling at my luggage, wondering what was inside it.
She's got quite wiry fur. She hasn't got fur, has she?
It's wire.
Wiry wagger.
Indeed it is, Squeal.
She's in Liverpool at the moment.
Yeah, she's must be 14 or 15, is she now?
She's getting old, yeah.
That's quite a long old life.
She's well fed and she likes travelling. She doesn't mind travelling much.
Yeah, she's happy to be put in a car and...
And on a train. She likes a train because she meets all different people.
Yeah, most people will obviously want to stroke dogs if they see them on the train. If a dog's friendly on the train, they'll... I saw someone with a greyhound puppy on the train once. You have to keep it in a box.
In a box? Why?
It's a tiny greyhound puppy. If they get away, they can really run fast, and it's on a train, and I think it was being bred to be a racing dog, I think.
Oh, racing wag.
Yeah, he was
maybe that could drag me around a race, couldn't it?
It could indeed, Miss S. It could drag you around, pull you around. It'd be, I think even though a fairly fast human being would struggle if it was a wagger in a hound in full run. But a shepherd or something, they're quite intelligent. You could have one of those. A guide dog, like the wolf.
When are you going to hear from whoever about tomorrow? If you're going out tomorrow or not?
I imagine sort of middle of the day, really. I'll be ringing people, anyway, to see what, because there've been vague sort of mumblings about going out. Mr. A, I need to get hold of anyway at some point to go out.
What about Corey and Angus?
Corey and Angus, possibly, yeah. I'll give them, I'll give them a bell, see what they're doing.
Why don't you plan things?
Because people don't always know what they're doing.
Well, they might know this evening.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll give people a bell in a little while, perhaps.
Basically.